The story of Elijah. Jeroboam didn't have to wait long to be a king. Solomon died and a bloody civil war followed. The country was torn in two, as the prophet had said. Rehoboam, Solomon's son, held the two southern tribes forming the kingdom of Judah. Jeroboam was crowned king of Israel, made up of the 10 northern tribes. With a succession of evil rulers, the twin kingdoms sank into degeneracy. The worst was King Ahab and his wife Jezebel. And so it was to them that God finally sent the greatest of all the prophets. Elijah, isn't it? Why aren't you dead? I bring you a message from God, said Elijah. From this day onwards, there will be no rain in the land unless I, Elijah, say so. The country will die of thirst unless you renounce evil and turn back to God.
Fascinating, said Ahab.
Delightful, said Jezebel.
Shall we have him skinned alive?
Oh, I'm so bored with skinnings. Feed him to the lions instead.
Elijah said, your threats don't scare me. Have it your way. It's your lives that are in danger.
Now, Baal was a fertility idol, a rain god, but he was just a statue, an idol made by human hands. Elijah knew his God to be alive and in control. When God spoke, the whole earth obeyed. And so, because King Ahab refused to listen, a terrible drought came to the land. Elijah had obeyed God completely in going to see the king, even at the risk of his own life. But Elijah didn't rejoice. Instead, he hid himself in a ravine in the hills and fell into a black mood.
Well, now, what happens now, God?
A voice came to him. I am God. I will feed you, Elijah, even though there is a drought and starvation. And God sent ravens to Elijah, and they cared for him. Every morning and every evening, they flew down to Elijah and brought him meat and bread. There was a tiny stream in the ravine, and so he had water to drink as well as the food the birds brought him. And so Elijah survived, fed by the ravens and drinking from the small stream, while drought and famine savaged the land around him. But eventually, the stream dried up. So God sent Elijah north to seek out a widow and her son.
Good day to you, as Elijah came upon them. I was wondering if you could spare me bread.
The old widow replied, bread? We haven't had bread for weeks. All I have is a tiny bit of flour and a drop of oil. I was going to use it to make a cake. It's all we have left. And when it's gone, we'll die.
Elijah soothingly said, don't be afraid. Go home and make your meal. But before you do, make a small loaf for me.
God says, if you do this, the flour and the oil will not run out again until the rains are sent again.
The woman did as Elijah said. Every time she emptied the jar of flour, it filled again. And when she used up the last of the oil, it was replenished. And the three of them lived together in the widow's house, protected against the worst of the famine. One day, Elijah met Obadiah, the governor of King Ahab's palace, who had been sent in search of water. Obadiah, despite his position, still loved and served God. He came across Elijah. My lord, Elijah, is it really you? Yes, it's me. Go and tell the king where I am.
Obadiah was doubtful.
But Elijah, if King Ahab finds you, he'll murder you. Listen. Trust me, Obadiah. It's time for me to stop hiding. Go and tell the king where he can find me. Obadiah trusted Elijah enough to do as he said, even at the risk of his own life. And so he went straight to the king. And sure enough, the king went straight to Elijah.
Is that really you? I'd hoped you were dead. Oh, the trouble you've caused me. Mind you, we can fix that, he said to one of his soldiers. Give me a sword, a blunt one.
Elijah exploded.
None of this is my fault. The blame lies with you, Ahab. If you had turned to God and followed his commands, then none of this would have happened. Instead, you followed false idols. Man-made gods of wood and stone, you fool. There can be only one true God. Let's prove which God is supreme. You pray to your Baal and I'll pray to God. Whichever one answers with fire is the true God. And so Ahab took up the challenge and got 450 prophets of Baal together with the 400 prophets of Ashtaroth, another of his favourite gods, and they started to pray. With their voices raised, they prayed and prayed, pleaded, demanded, summoned, bargained, beseeched, begged hour after hour after hour, Baal, answer us. In the end, the prophets fell to the ground, defeated and exhausted. Elijah stood up. Once Israel was full of prophets, men who lived for God. Now they're gone. I am the last of the prophets, just one man praying to the true God. I've made an altar of 12 stones for the 12 tribes of the sons of Jacob, because it was God who said, your name shall be Israel. I have drenched the altar in water, even though we are looking for fire. And raising his arms, he intoned, Lord of all, God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, let it be known that you are God in Israel. I have done everything you asked of me. Answer me now, so these people will know you again. Turn their hearts back to you. And suddenly, exploding from the soaking wet altar, fire erupted. God had answered. The court and King Ahab went down on their knees. The Lord, he is God, the God of Israel. They turned to Ahab and said, these false prophets of Baal brought us nothing but evil. We should kill them all. Elijah took Ahab aside and said, go now, King Ahab, go and eat. There's a great storm coming and you should be prepared for the worst. Of course, it hadn't rained for years and now, sure enough, the heavens opened and it poured and poured. And taking advantage of the confusion, Elijah fled. And with good reason. For when King Ahab returned to his queen Jezebel, who hadn't, of course, seen any of this, he told her the story, and that's how it happened, my queen. Elijah prayed, fire came down, the rain started, and the people killed the prophets. And Jezebel replied, then may the gods strike me dead if I don't make Elijah as dead as they are. By this time tomorrow, I want Elijah's head stuck on the palace gates. Just as before, Elijah's triumph was followed by feelings of utter despair. Leaving everyone he knew, he headed out into the desert alone. Sitting under the shelter of a tree, he pondered life. I have had enough, Lord. All my life has been spent hiding, always in the run. Take my life now. Take me with you and have done with it. He bowed his head and noticed beside the tree a loaf of bread and a flagon of wine. Oh, where did that come from? He said to himself. I'm sure that wasn't there a second ago. A voice came to him. Eat and drink, Elijah. Things always seem worse when you're hungry. There's a long journey ahead of you and you'll need your strength. Encouraged by the voice, Elijah set out across the desert to the place where God had spoken to Moses many centuries before. And there he found a cave where he waited for God. In a cave on Mount Sinai, Elijah waited for God. And then God spoke to Elijah, saying, Elijah, what are you doing here?
all by yourself alone in the desert?"
Elijah replied, "My Lord God, I have always served you and only you. The Israelites have turned their backs on you, torn down your altars and murdered your prophets. I am the only one left."
"Get up, Elijah, get up on your feet, because your God is about to pass by right in front of you."
And suddenly there was a terrible storm, a hurricane that came out of nowhere, sending rocks and trees flying in its wake, tearing the breath from Elijah's lungs. But God was not in the wind.
And then the earth buckled beneath Elijah's feet as a mighty earthquake shook the mountain down to its roots, tearing the ground in two and breaking the cliffs as if they were no more than glass.
But God was not in the earthquake.
And then there came a fire, an inferno that scorched the earth, blackening the rocks in its path.
But God was not in the fire.
But after the fire, there came a still, small voice, the gentlest of whispers, "Elijah." And at last Elijah knew that was God.
"Elijah, what are you doing here, halfway up a mountain in the middle of nowhere? Go back down. Your God will look after you."
And so, encouraged, Elijah set off to seek the man God had chosen to succeed him. His name was Elisha.